passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. For those wishing to set eyes on them, hummingbirds can be seen in Texas 365 days a year. And starting about mid-July, depending on where you live, you'll be able to see a diverse array of these tiny creatures.
The big push of migration in Texas is your ruby-throated hummingbirds, although you do get a black-chinned hummingbird and a rufous hummingbird migration in West Texas.
Mark Klim is with the Wildlife Division at Texas Parks and Wildlife. He's also a hummingbird enthusiast. Klim says to attract hummingbirds to your garden, do not rely on a sugar water feeder alone.
It's like relying on no advertising, just a building, and expecting the traveler to go by while you've got a fast food joint there. They might stop in, but more likely they're going to go to the guy that's advertising.
And that advertising is hummingbird-friendly native plants. Hummingbirds are especially attracted to red and orange tubular flowers. In addition, insects are also an important part of a hummingbird's diet. Therefore, by including plants that attract them, you will in turn attract hummers. Log on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website where you can learn more about the 18 different species of hummingbirds in Texas. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. Joel Block engineers our show from the Production Block Studios in Austin. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.